Welcome back to the Camino Cafe. I'm Lee Brennan, your host. Well, I'm recording this in the middle of Old Town, and you can probably hear a little bit of street noise. It's quiet. It's only 4 o'clock in the afternoon. People are just enjoying the last of lunchtime, a few drinks, maybe some tapas. But now I want to introduce you to the second in the docu-series with John Brierley. This is titled The Path of Self-Discovery. It's a short listen, but packed with powerful wisdom. I hope you enjoy it. Patty Silva and I have really enjoyed doing this project, and we are honored to be bringing it to the Camino community. Please share it. If it moves you, please share it. It was John's hope that as many pilgrims as possible could hear his final messages.
I'm John Brierley. The Camino has a path of awakening from fear to love.
You've always talked about how the Camino can be the path of self-discovery. What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean it's about the discovery of a self that we perhaps were not familiar with. I believe it to be our essential nature. We've covered it over with the egoic self that's, you know, our personality, our persona, our life story. Our drama that we live out and we think is who we are. But behind that is another self, is, if you like, a higher self, is the essence of who we are. And part of the Camino offers us an opportunity in the quietness of the route to discover that other self. Quote from Thomas Merton, who says beautifully that what's the point in traveling to the moon if we cannot cross the abyss to our own self? This is the most important journey of discovery. And without it, all the rest are not only meaningless, but useless. The difficulty of opening up to that self-discovery, the thing that gets in the way, is the egoic self that doesn't want us to discover that other self, because on some level, we cannot know that other self unless we diminish the egoic self. But like Narcissus, we've fallen in love with our ego self, with our drama, however wonderful it is or however awful it is, we just don't want to let it go. And until we let it go, and until we let it subside, not go completely, we still occupy the world, we still need an egoic self to navigate ourselves the extra half K down to the cathedral to do the natural things that we need to do. However, we need to diminish it. We need to quieten that egoic voice, which is loud, is constantly there, always answers first, and is almost always wrong. We need to let that quieten down so that this other self can emerge. And that's the power of the Camino, because it again brings us away from the familiar, lands us in a place where we're sort of, you know, unknown to ourselves, unknown to the people around us. We've come into this sort of mystery world, and we're more open and ready to say, right, let me hear, let me see, let me understand this other self, let me become more familiar with it. There's lots of false guides out there. We don't want to be continually trapped by them, but it's difficult. This is, you know, as Thomas Merton said, this is the most, in a way, difficult, but the most important journeys of self-discovery. We need to find that, because that other self, that higher self, is the one that will bring us home. It is the one that will awaken us out of the dream of separation into our wholeness, back to unity.
So by walking the Camino, it almost gives us that opportunity to kind of strip away these layers
Correct.
That have been covering this inner light within us.
Correct. Exactly.
And so when we get to this point, have we found our inner self, or does the journey continue way past?
Oh, I think it continues way past,